If I'm a scientist, well, and you guys aren't.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, you wake up in the morning, you're in a good mood, you got a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
You shower up, you get ready, you get into, you start getting excited for a day of work with Daryl the Guru Johnson, and then...
Hey, be careful now.
And then you get a text from your daughter.
Now that's what it's all about. That's what life's
at
about.
At 7:04 in the morning.
I love you.
Should I tell you what the text said?
Please.
7:04 this morning. Get out of the shower. Can you please stop eating the chicken in the fridge that I make in advance for myself and pack in my lunch because I work all day today? This is the second time now that I look in the fridge and all the chicken I make for myself is gone. Like, it's so frustrating.
Oh my. Dude, how did you respond to that? Because was there a name on it?
Take the high road.
Because it's community, Evan, chicken or food in the refrigerator if no stickers on. How would you know she did that?
So what I do in cases like this is I take a deep breath and I implement my own 10-minute cooling off period. In other words, I don't answer immediately.
Yeah.
So I gave it a few minutes, and of course, I'm such a tough guy. I said, I'm sorry. I thought that was for everyone. My bad.
That, like, dude, you took the high road. Because at least your family's not. They hide food from me. And then when I find out that they've hid it, and I'm like, oh, I just say it out loud. But Steiny, are you supposed to know that was for her if there's no sticker on it? Well, or, hey, Dad, I've meal prepped. Please leave the chicken alone.
Yeah. So, you know.
I'm on your side.
I texted her mom, and she's not around. Yeah. And I said, we got a little crisis here. I ate Mary Page's chicken. And you know what she said?
Tell me.
Yeah, I heard.
Word travels fast. Steiny, you didn't eat her chicken. It's community if it's in the refrigerator.
Then, of course.
Evan, oh, my gosh.
Then, of course, I did buy it for her specifically and showed it to her as for her.
Okay, but how do you have the manual for that?
Well, then I didn't take a 10-minute cooling off period after that. And I said, I was supposed to know that. Gotcha. All right. Yeah, okay. I was supposed to know that some of the food in the kitchen, in the fridge, I can't have.
Wow. No, on the chat's calling it chicken gate.
There was no,
Was it raw or was it prepared?
It was cooked. It was in a Pyrex.
Evan, you have roommates. You're not.
Could have been a leftover. I thought it was a leftover.
Why do I feel like Evan's saying you might be wrong?
I don't like Evan in this.
There was no sticker on it.
This is a classic situation of you guys are parents, and I'm more of a kid at this stage of my life. And I completely understand why Mary Page was peeved. By the way, this was not the first time.
Which is an error on Mary Page's part. She should have communicated, Pop, she ate my chicken.
Right.
And it wouldn't have happened.
She gave you the grace period. She had a 10-minute cooling off period. And then she responded the second time you ate her prepared
meal. Steiny, I'm with you. I wish I could talk to her as Uncle Goo. Yeah, didn't label it.
She didn't curse you out, by the way. She just said it's frustrating. Like, it's frustrating.
And at least they didn't hide it from you.
That took every ounce of self-control. And then, of course, just so everybody can come full circle, naturally, about an hour ago, of course, because I'm such a tough guy, I'm such a disciplinarian, I don't stand for my children disrespecting me. Of course, I wrote, hey, do you need me to get some more chicken after work today?
That's great.
You know, I haven't heard back.
Yeah. Dude, seriously, forget Evan. I'm totally with you, man. And then what hurts me for you is it happened and they didn't notify you. Had I got the first memo, it wouldn't have happened. But it's just, when you open the refrigerator, it's like the earth is your turf. Whatever you see without it being labeled is yours.
That's what I thought.
So you're going to stop and get some chicken on the way home, though?
If she says, please.
Because it sounds like it ruined her lunch and day.
What about my day?
Well, you ate.
Somebody said Venmo or some money. You know what? I'll Venmo or some money.
I'm proud of you, Steiny.
Why?
Well, because you took the high road. You recognized your fault, and you did what a good father does, which is try and be better.
Dude.
Just come back with some chicken.
Somebody said I'm stealing more chicken than Brandon Ayuk.
Dude, look at you. The regulator on the chat says the fact that Goo agrees with you shows how wrong you are. That hurts. Coming at me early. The fact that I agree that you were not wrong, you were right.
Somebody
out there says that's how wrong you are. Oh
my God. Somebody saying you didn't cook it, so don't touch it.
Oh boy. Hey, stop now.
You and me are lockstep here.
I usually means something's off.
The other thing is, sometimes, not all the time, but frequently, when her mom goes out of town, she'll cook some meals so that we'll have them for the week. And so I just figured.
You're super right.
That's what I thought.
Well, that's another strike against you is the person who usually cooks is not in the house. So it could have only been one person that made that chicken.
Can I be honest, though? I'm different than most of our listeners, okay? I live with a family, all right? A family. So you guys live with roommates. That's the difference. Like, I get it. Roommates, you know, you got to look in that fridge and say, well, maybe Jimmy's Pop-Tart, but... Anyway,
I'm with you. And you bought the groceries if you want to get technical.
We don't know that.
You know what I mean.
Anyway.
Yeah. Keep your head up, baby.
Now I'm...
keep your head up.
Now she's mad at me. And I can't... And then that ruins my whole day.
Never go full Jeff. Goo, remember, if you didn't prep the food, you don't eat it.
I would never eat any food then.
Or at least just check. Whose is this?
Is that what
Can
we got to do?
Some?
Oh, Evan, no.
First of all, she was at work all day yesterday, so I couldn't have asked.
Maybe that's why she made the chicken.
Right. But Evan, last thing, how's he supposed to know?
That's what I mean, really.
Text, hey, Dad, I get the text. Can you leave the lasagna alone? So I'm like, oh, whoa, okay. But no notification. You snooze, you lose.
I agree.
Come on now.
And this is the result.
Yeah, you got to do something for
it. There's consequences with every decision in life, Steiny.
All right, I'll vet
people are
somebody.
Asking, was the chicken good at least?
It was good. It was good.
There you go.
And I finished it.
There you go.
Oh, boy. All right, let's get back to the Niners.
I'm turning into you with the Niners, man.
What's the matter?
You always say is that this last season was offseason was so filled with drama, even though I think that's hogwash. Now we got this Jennings situation. And Stoney, I believe the Niners got a rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. We heard a sound from Richard Sherman here shortly. Is this Jennings thing a distraction or drama? I don't even know if they know.
Well, let's go to Kyle Shanahan first.
All right.
This is yesterday. He was asked about Jennings, and I believe the questions included on this one. Take a listen.
Same thing with his calf.
It's definitely health related, not business related.
You can ask him that, but he tells me it's his calf and the calf shows, so it's got to be delicate with those calves.
Why don't you guys are laughing? Evan's
that's kind of funny.
I don't like it, though. He's I like Kyle, but he's telling you got to go ask because what I'm led to believe is his calf related, but you got to go ask Evan. That's telling you what you need to know. Man. I'm just saying, I ain't trying to make up drama. And he did request a trade, allegedly, and then he said he didn't. He's missed 6 practices in a row.
That's not good. That's not good. Richard Sherman. We got that. Want to play that Richard Sherman sound. And this is from...
The Richard Sherman podcast.
There it is. The Richard Sherman podcast. He thinks maybe there's more here than meets the eye. Take a listen.
just looking at it objectively, knowing what you know, you say, okay, Juwan Jennings had this injury, and calf injuries are nagging and they take a while, and you don't want them to come back, because once they come back, you got to sit three, four weeks anyway. So I understand the patience, and hey, we're going to take our time. We're going to make sure we get it right. But from the outside looking in, when you make those demands, it could look like you're holding in. And so I'm glad Kyle Shanahan got ahead of it and said, hey, now this is an injury. We understand. We're all on the same page here. And I respect that. That's how you put fires out. I think they're going to have to do something. I think they're going to have to appease him. And I think once they do, there might be a chance that he's back in practice that day. I don't know. It kind of seems that way, though.
All right. So that's Richard Sherman basically more than intimating that this, yeah, this injury may have something to do with contracts.
So let me ask you this. Is his calf hurt or not to you with what you got in front of you?
I think his calf is hurt a little bit. A little bit. Yes.
Why not just stand on business?
What do you mean?
Like, why the gray area for the team and the player? Why not just say what it is? If I don't get a new deal, I'm not coming to practice.
Because he doesn't have to do that.
But you're kind of doing it anyway because it's 50-50.
Well, you're assuming.
Depending on who you listen to.
Well, you're assuming that he's not hurt. I'm not assuming that. I'm assuming that he's probably hurt a little bit. No, I don't know how much.
I'm just going off. I'm giving him the BOD. It just sounds like nobody's 100. Even Kyle, you got to go ask him if he's playing the game or not in regard to if it's legit injury. That's all.
Well, do you really think, and I'll ask Niner fans this too, at 888-957-9570, do you truly believe the Niners don't know whether it's an injury or it's a contract issue?
I do believe that.
Kyle told me,
it's in flux. It's 50-50. That's why Kyle doubled back and said, go ask him. I'm assuming he's truly hurt. But the fact that he had to add that caveat of you got to go ask him lets me know he's not 100%. And I don't know if that's good.
Well, which part? That he's not 100% or that he's trying to get paid?
That the coach doesn't know if he's gaming the system. And it could be both, Donnie. Some could be up with the calf, but he's kind of milking it.
Well, okay. Let's say he's milking it. He's still not milking it to the degree that Brandon Ayuk milked it last year. I mean, he said he was not 100% as he was going after a contract extension. And I feel like this is what happens when you've given money to a lot of players in the past.
I was about
and
to
now
say everybody.
It's the next guy up. I guess what I'm asking you is this, and Evan was, and I were talking about this a little before the show. Like, if I asked you, well, how's Juwan Jennings going about getting a contract extension? You okay with it?
Up until this point, I was. But now I do have questions. And I do have questions, Stani, as they prepare for their first preseason game. And Jennings supposed to be wide receiver one until further notified. That I didn't know he'd missed six practices in a row. Like, I guess what I'm asking, Stani, is I would like some clarity. And I think that might be Kyle. Hey, Richard, Juwan, what's really going on? And Juwan could be like, Coach, I'm really nothing here.
Well, I'm sure. I got to believe that Juwan Jennings is telling the Niners, you know, I got a little, as Bob Fitzgerald would say, hitch in my get along.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's still only August, early August, so I don't want to push it.
But if you get a deal today, are you out there tomorrow? That would signal to us, okay, it was,
and that
what Richard's intimating.
Yeah, and that would signal to me that another guy just went in and said, you know what, give me more money, and they gave him more money.
But, Stani, it's not a position of strength right now, as is for your ball club.
But that, well, okay.
All right. I look at the Niners.
Okay, so
even if he's healthy.
What's the 49ers' deepest position right now?
Deepest position.
It be okay if, let's just say, linebacker is their deepest position? So it'd be okay, like if a linebacker holds out, we're not gonna take care of him because we're sitting pretty at that linebacker. Well, like Jennings has been a part of your team for a while now. He's
and
an
you
important
want to do
piece.
Right by him, right?
Yeah. So
I guess we'll find out.
This is like the Joe Lacob situation. They could just give him more money and he'd probably be in here in a day or two.
No, it is just interesting, though, when you think about it. And I'm not, again, I'm just going off of what was reported. Player A requests a trade if he doesn't get a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Jennings shows up, okay? That's half the battle. Then we find out he didn't request a trade. And then me from afar across the street, Union City, it's kind of weird. But okay, I'll take it at face value. And then now this thing grows, and just me, I've been giving him and the Niners the benefit of the doubt that this thing was legit. But then when you have a former player that's been with the Niners talk about, yeah, now it's kind of iffy, and Kyle says you have to go ask him to get more clarity. I guess what I'm saying from afar, Stani, you could define that as somewhat drama.
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan
not saying
is,
they're not going to win or have a bad season, but here we are again.
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan has basically said, you know, yes, we think he's hurt, but I'm going to take this at face value, and that it's Juwan Jennings wants a new contract. That much has appeared right on social media. So, but he says he's going to show up. So he does show up. All right. But he still wants more money. Maybe not exactly to be traded, but he wants more money.
All right.
Okay. But you know what? He's there, and he's there with good faith, and he's going to go through training camp and in the hope that they do right by him. All right. Well, now he practices a couple days, and he's like, God, my calf is tugging on me a little bit.
All right.
Well, at that point, guess what? Most players are probably going to do what he's doing, which is why would you want him in theory to aggravate it right now? Either for him personally, which would be against his self-interest of getting more money, or also it would be against the Niners' self-interest to have him practice if he's hurt.
Well, no, two good questions, but the bottom line, Stani, is I guess I'm just trying to have some to identify what are we really working with. A guy that I get, if he's truly hurt, doesn't want to overexert himself and make it worse and then try to get some chicken. And if the Niners, if it's legit and he's really hurt, I'm sure they're pause for cause in regard to writing a check for a guy. How serious is this calf? But I guess I just want both parties to kind of be on the same page in regard. Hey, Stani's holding in, and we're working on his contract. But they is kind of that now with Richard's 2 cents. I'm like, and Kyle saying you got to go ask him to find out the legitimacy of said injury. I'm kind of just, oh.
Well, it might not be the legitimacy of the injury. Just you got to ask Juwan how he's feeling. You know, whether this is, you know.
Let me ask you this. Would you be practicing, Stani? Let's just say your calf was
at
82%.
No, absolutely not. Not after I've seen the 49ers business as usual over the last 3 or 4 years. No chance. And especially if I don't think I'm 100%. There's no way I would be practicing.
And I would let them know, you didn't ask me, but throw it back at me, Stani. I would let them know, hey, look, I'm here. I'm not, I want a new deal. And I don't feel comfortable risking anything going out here and practicing.
And the 49ers could say, well, you're not getting a new deal. But that hasn't been their history to give up on, or to not pay a guy. But I'm more interested in, you know, we've had a few of these over the years now. The way athletes have handled contract stuff. And I'm just going to throw a couple out.
Okay.
Because I also want to know with fans, how a guy handles something like this, does that impact how hard you root for him? Or, you know, what you think of him moving forward? Like, I truly believe that the way Brandon Ayuk handled last year's situation turned off a lot of fans. And now he got hurt, and now I think he's kind of in the doghouse with a lot of fans. A lot of fans are down on Ayuk, and I do think it started with the with the contract talks. But, you know, you have Jennings, who has been very quiet as it relates to his contract situation, other than a report we got secondhand. We got the Jonathan Kuminga situation. Does anybody begrudge the way Jonathan Kuminga is handling his contract situation? Should he be doing something different? Should he have done something different? Can he still change course? And when you find out maybe some of the offers he hasn't taken or what he's thinking, does it impact the way you feel about whether you even want him on the team or not?
Man.
Draymond Green was a free agent. And he drove down to Joe Lacob's house to get a contract. Klay Thompson got a contract offer, didn't like it, and pretty much at that point, I think we could all agree, seemed to write the Warriors off.
Yeah.
And then they moved off from Klay Thompson. So, I'm kind of looking at this. This happens every year, particularly in the NFL. Like, is what Juwan Jennings doing any worse or any better or different than what Trent Williams did last year? How do you rank them in terms of what a true team player would do versus what a selfish player would do? I mean, I can't begrudge Juwan Jennings if Trent Williams pulled what he pulled last year, right?
And, yeah, and I'll say this, and I'm being real, Stoney, and I'm standing on it. I always thought, just in pro sports, because I'm not a pro ball player, but the bottom line is when a guy or a gal is trying to get their money, you do not judge them. You let them go about it the way they choose to go about it. And I'll just say it here and keep it real. Put the right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. You and I have contracts. If you called me and said, you know what, I'm trying to get some more money from Odyssey Goo, and the only way I can get their attention is I'm going to miss some shows, I just want to let you know. Do you think I would have animosity towards you for you trying to get your chicken? I'm being real here. I'd be like, Stoney, I'm going to miss you. Evan and I will hold it down. But damn, if you standing 10 toes down on that, I hope you get that bread, even if I'm without you.
Well, you could
and
say.
And I hope you would feel that way if the shoe were on the other foot.
Well, the real question to me is, if let's say I am the ultimate team player and all I care about is winning, then I wouldn't do that to you. Mm. I would say, you know what? I want more money, and I, darn it, I need it now.
Yeah.
But my contract's not up for 6 months, so I'm not going to hold out, leave Guru hanging, and do it that way. I'm going to work 6 more months, and then I'll try. I'm not saying that's what I would do, but like, is anybody else with me? This is just par for the course. With the NFL and guys having just one more year left on their deal when it's not guaranteed after that.
Yeah,
so
real quick, you're totally right, but I guess I'm just asking, Stoney, does this constitute or define drama? That's all. Because last year it did to you, it felt like. And well, it was greater, it was bigger names, but
it was significantly bigger last year because all three guys were bigger players than Juwan Jennings. And then I throw the Pearsall thing in there, but it's not nothing. 602, Trent Williams had kids. Okay. I got you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Bay Area fans, do we care how guys handle getting a new contract? We okay with what Juwan Jennings is doing? Kuminga, what Draymond Green did way back in the day? Drive to Lacob's house. What about Brandon Ayuk last year with a hold-in? Does that matter? Does that impact the way you feel about that player? 888-957-9570. A reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. That segment also sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.